The agreement was signed in Djibouti on June 9 between Somalia's Transitional Federal Government, or TFG, and a faction of the Opposition Alliance for the Re-Liberation of Somalia, or ARS. The deal calls for a ceasefire and the withdrawal of Ethiopian troops within 120 days of implementation, contingent on the deployment of a sufficient UN peacekeeping force in Somalia. Ethiopian troops entered Somalia in December of 2006 to help TFG forces remove an Islamist administration. Ethiopian and Somali forces have since been grappling with an insurgency that has claimed more than 8,500 lives and displaced more than a million people. Somalia has not seen a stable central government in more than 17 years, and previous efforts to restore stability have failed. It is against this backdrop that former U.S. Ambassador to Ethiopia, David Shin, hopes that the latest peace accord will succeed.
It was a step in the right direction, and it deserves support, although there are some Somalis who vehemently are opposed to it. It's really the only proposal or arrangement on the table that has any hope of accomplishing anything. Everything else is just a continuation of the status quo, which is a horrible humanitarian situation in the country that impacts most Somalis negatively. No chance for peace, no chance for any kind of a government of national unity, and little chance that the Ethiopians will depart.
Shin says the agreement has promise, although splinter groups that oppose it are likely to continue fighting.
The big problem is the fact that a significant element of the Alliance for the Re-Liberation of Somalia did not sign the agreement, in fact actively opposes it, and has the support of Eritrea in that opposition and has at least the moral support of Al-Qaeda.
But even a united opposition would still object to the continued presence of Ethiopian troops in Somalia. James Paul, executive director of the Global Policy Forum, says an Ethiopian withdrawal was a key demand in Djibouti and one that the peace accord does not fully satisfy.
What's interesting is that there was news that the Ethiopian forces were moving out of the central region of the country. And this is, of course, a major issue of contention. So the accord has been interpreted certainly by many, including the rebels, to mean that the Ethiopians would be leaving, and the government has been saying that that isn't necessarily the case. So can we see the Ethiopians move out, and if so, what is going to be the response of the rebel groups, and what about the government, what about the AU force, what about the role of the UN? These are all question marks.
Many analysts dismiss any notion of an imminent Ethiopian withdrawal from Somalia. The reason for that, says Kristen von Hippel of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, is that Ethiopia worries that Somalia's Islamist factions could threaten its security.
I think that their strategy has been to try to make sure that their borders are secure. Now, Somalia could easily become a protracted conflict for them. It could become their own Vietnam. But they're very worried that if they leave, they'll leave behind a vacuum until we can get more African Union troops in Somalia. We don't have enough African Union troops, and I doubt we will in the near future, because who would want to deploy in the middle of fighting?
The African Union already has about 1,200 peacekeepers in Somalia, but von Hippel and other Africa experts like Johns Hopkins University's William Zartman say the African Union is unlikely to send more troops to Somalia anytime soon.
The African forces, they're particularly reluctant to come in a place that's shown itself to be as murderous as Somalia. We're not talking about a peacekeeping force in the UN sense of the term. We're talking about walking into a hornet's nest. I must say, the long-term prospects of this going on are really very high.
Some analysts fault the international community for leaving Somalia's volatile situation to the cash-strapped African Union, and George Washington University's David Shin argues that even the deployment of a large international peacekeeping force will not solve Somalia's problems.
This isn't very realistic. It takes many, many months for that to happen, far more months than are included in this three-month-long peace agreement. So the real solution is trying to convince a majority of the people who are now skeptical about the transitional federal government that this new arrangement has some hope of achieving peace in the country and to get behind it. And if it doesn't accomplish that goal, then you're going to have a continuation of the violence and the conflict that we've seen in Somalia pretty much sporadically since 1991.
Shin and other analysts and UN experts say the problem with this scenario is that the country's deepening humanitarian crisis and the millions of Somalis who could face starvation by the end of the year cannot survive another failed peace initiative. For Focus, I'm Ida.